Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Sir Elton bringing us back.
Leave on with his war wound like a crown.
That's Leave On. One of his best. He's made a lot of great songs, but that's one of his best, no question. And the first one, as I remember, went to the charts on way back in the day, many, many decades ago. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Eric Cole. Dr. Eric Cole is a security expert. And he's got the credentials and the background, formerly of President Obama's Cybersecurity Commission. We're talking about, he gave us some pretty good advice and some updated report on the Equifax breach, which was scarier than I even thought it was. Eric, thanks again for that. Talk to us about what we can do more for ourselves. What are some things that we can do internally to protect ourselves? Can't we basically say that we can no longer count on our national infrastructure to protect us? It's sort of like we're all on our own here. I kind of feel like, you know, the big wall has been breached, and you know, we're in the Alamo and the big wall has been breached, and now we're fighting it out inside these little bitty huts around the fort. That's kind of how I feel right now. What do you think?
That is spot on. Yeah, security is your responsibility. It's sort of like the Wild West, where you better have some weapons, some ammunition, and you better keep your family safe because no one else is.
Yeah, I agree. So what do we do? What's the first thing?
So most important thing to remember with cybersecurity, as we talked about, is you can't stop all attacks. Attacks are going to happen. Your goal needs to be on controlling the damage. So one of my favorite tricks, and I do this for very high-end clients, I do this for myself, is at home, have two computers. Have one computer that you only use for accessing the internet, and have a second computer where you have all your sensitive data, your bank accounts, your other information, because now on that first computer, most likely everyone, including me, over a three-year period, is going to make one mistake. You're going to click on one attachment,
right.
You're going to open one link that you're not supposed to and get infected. Now, by spending $400 on a second computer, now when my first computer gets infected, it doesn't access my critical data.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people say, oh, Eric, I can't afford $400. You can't afford not to, because here's the real question. You have $400 for a second computer. If you don't do that and you get infected, here's the question. Will it cost you more than $400?
Right.
And the answer is absolutely yes.
What do you say to people who do most of their business on their phone and the magic wand in their hand?
In that case, same thing is limit and control what you do. But here's the good news. Because of the install base, most of the attacks out there today, most of the malicious code is for Windows operating systems. So it's not perfect device. But one thing I always tell folks is the number one way adversaries will target you is an email with an attachment or a link, and one click is all it takes to get compromised. Mm-hmm. So if you're
And the problem with those folks is they're getting really, really good at it. They're better and better. And here's what gets me, Eric. I don't know if you think this is happening, but sometimes I almost feel like they know what I've been doing. Because I'll make a transaction, and the next thing I know, I'll get a FedEx announcement about a shipment that looks very much like what I bought. It won't be exact. It'll just be similar. And I almost click on it because I think, well, okay, there's my reminder. There's my follow-up, right?
You are spot on.
They're that good, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. Gone are the days where you're going to get an email that has spelling errors, grammatical errors, other problems like that. It looks legit, and you just nailed it. They monitor your activity. So you're going to buy something on Amazon today, and you'll get an email tomorrow from Amazon. You go to your bank today, you get an email from the bank. So the trick is, before you open that, go, do I really need this? And my recommendation, and what I do, is I have all the sites like Amazon and FedEx and everything else in my browser. I will never click on a link. So if I go to FedEx and then I get an email from FedEx, I say, okay, let me go to FedEx independently and see what's there.
Copy if you've got a routing link. If you've got a routing number, folks, copy that routing number and then go over to their to FedEx or UPS's website and drop that number in.
Exactly. Cut and paste. Never ever click a link.
Because that's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're absolutely 100%, 1,000% sure that this is the right one. And there are times when you can do that. You can look at four or five different points that they wouldn't have, things they wouldn't have. But still, your advice is good. You know, even in that case, if you can avoid clicking, you got to do it. What else? Last thoughts.
One other final thing is with the segmentation, have multiple email addresses. So I have one email address I use for Amazon. I have one email address I use for my kids' school.
Right.
I have one email address I use for work. And now, typically, they don't get the email address correct. So if you have an email that you always use for FedEx, and then you get an email from FedEx on your work computer, you're going to instantly say, wait, that's not right. So segment and reduce that risk.
Right.
Make it harder for the adversary.
What's the best cybersecurity software? What do you recommend?
The best cybersecurity software is you.
Okay.
You are ultimately the best way to secure and protect your system.
Good idea. Hey, thanks for being here. Give us your website quickly, Eric.
It's onlinedanger.com.
Onlinedanger.com. Check it out, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.